Well, good morning, LifePoint Church. This is Brendan Rodriguez. I am the student and 1825 pastor at our Delaware campus, and I had the honor and the privilege to preach at our Lewis Center campus on Sunday morning, July 17th. And man, I was so excited to be there. I was glad to be a part of that Sunday morning, just time with all of you. And so this morning, I want to jump back into where we are in the series, labels. We were in Luke chapter 16, in the parable of the rich man and Lazarus. And that's a pretty common parable, I feel like, amongst folks who've probably grown up in and around the church. You've probably heard something of its likeness or things like that. And so in that time, my main point was that God knows you and God knows your heart, and your knowing God affects your eternal label and informs your eternal label. So let's run that back one more time. So God knows you, right? That was the main thing. God knows you. He cares about you and he knows your heart. He's talking to the Pharisees. It says that love much money. And he says in verse 15 of Luke chapter 16, he says, God knows your heart. And then he tells the story of the rich man and Lazarus. And so there's, and then he kind of jumps to the end, and you see that the rich man's heart is kind of ugly, even into eternity, and his brother's hearts are even so closed off. So God knows you. He cares about you. He knows your heart, right? And then we had this tagline to that. Your knowing God, your personal relationship with God, or your lack of personal relationship with God, informs your eternal label, right? We have this label now. Jesus, the gospel, pulls us out of a life of cultural labels, but then yet we get this new one, and that is of Christ's follower. And we, as Christians, now follow him, and we have no label by the world other than that we just follow Jesus. And so we see that, and so we see that that informs our eternal label. Us having a personal relationship with the God of the universe says, all right, if we know him, we have eternity and delight with him. But I want to really focus back in on something that I said towards the beginning, maybe middle of my sermon on Sunday morning, is that God knows you, he knows your situation, and he cares about you. And I quoted out of the New Testament, I think it's Matthew in particular, where it talks about the sparrows, right? That God knows when they're sold, God knows when they fall or rise, and all these things. God knows about that. And then I went on to say, is like, God knows if you're in good or if you are in bad. God knows if you are in good, and God knows if you are in bad. Something I used to do with our students at the church I was at, and something I've tried to make a personal habit of in my own life is this exercise. And so today, as we talk about this, I want to challenge you with doing this exercise today. So if God knows you, God cares about you, and God knows whether you are in good or bad situations, and it says, you know, we can come to him with all of our cares because he cares for us. And then knowing that every good and perfect gift comes from him. So it says he gives us the good, and then we can also come to him in the bad. The thing I want to challenge us with today is that, would we go to him with both? Would we go to God with both good and bad situations? Today, the exercise I want to ask you to do is, would you pray today before God and just say, God, here are the bad things, right? We just quoted the scripture. God, we can cast our cares upon God because he cares for us. And so if that is true, that means we can come to God with all of our cares, all of our bad things, and say, God, would you take them? And so as part one of the exercise today, I want you to do that. I want you to go to God with all of things because he cares for you, right? God knows you. He knows your situation. So would you go to him with the bad things? But then we go to the flip side of the coin, right? Go to him with those good things. As a part of the exercise today, as I challenge you to pray through those things, would you then say, God, here are the good and perfect gifts that have come from above, right? Think about maybe that is your spouse, your children, your job, and maybe you're struggling with your spouse or your children or your job, and they may fall into the cares portion, but still, they're good things, right? They are good things that are in our lives. And so I would challenge you today, would you take the good and take the bad and just bring them before a holy God? And so as an exercise, I like to hold my hands out in front of me as if like somebody was about to put a big box in front of me and put them in my arms. And it's just a representation of like, hey, God, here I am giving this to you. And God, here it is. I want to give to you as you give to me. Here's the good, here's the bad, and all the in-between. So as a challenge today in this exercise, God knows you. God cares about you in all of your situations. Would you pray today? I'm going to pray for us. And then church, I'm going to let you pray through these same things. Father, we love you. And God, we praise you. God, we ask that you would move in us today. God, would you take all of our cares and anxieties from us? God, we ask that we would be able to give all of the hard things to you. And God, not only that, would you also, Father, take the good things from us? God, we thank you for the good things. We want to give those good things back to you. Everything is yours and yours alone. You are holy God and you deserve all of the glory. And so, Father, we ask that you would show us your goodness and show us how much you care for us. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, church, I'm going to give you a few moments to work through this exercise and pray to the Lord. Church, you are sent.